Hi, this is Carl White from Potentio. I've just been on the maryportas.com website, and it's really interesting to see that she has a leaderboard there of UK retailers and the service that they provide. We actually had the opportunity to meet one of those at UK retailers last week. And in actual fact, they're on the wrong half of that leaderboard out of about 100 or so retailers displayed there, which have been secret shopped by 12,000 secret shoppers like you and I. This particular retailer is somewhere lower down that list. So having met them last week, what was interesting is that, you know, potentially are paid to notice and improve service by our clients. And we walked around the corridor head office of this particular client. And what we spotted on the wall was a sign-up sheet for training, which read Minimum Customer Service Standards Training. And we had a bit of a laugh to ourselves, actually, because minimum customer service standards training didn't really seem to fit with a UK leading retailer. Well, we had this discussion with them, and it brought about some shock, some acknowledgement, and a long discussion about where minimum was acceptable. And what about maximum customer service standards? Where was that being applied? So the question really is, where is the minimum service provision acceptable in your organisation? And where must excellence be applied? This is Carl White reporting for Potentio, www.potentio.co.uk. Thanks for listening.